Fans of Aretha Franklin in Detroit have spent all week celebrating her life. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on today's funeral.
Tens of thousands of people have waited in long, hot lines to say farewell to Aretha Franklin this week. The final opportunity was at her home church yesterday, New Bethel Baptist, led by her late father.
Gentlemen, you got to take off your hats, please.
Usher Elaine Richardson is dressed head to toe in crisp white, a nurse's cap pinned to her head. She's at the sanctuary door handing out tissues and keeping the line moving.
Well, God bless you, baby.
Ooh, ain't got a good God.
God is a good God, and you're going to see how good he is when you go in there and
Hello.
See my girl. You're going to see how good he really is.
I saw her when she was 16.
Oh, see, well, she looks good, baby. She looks real good.
Inside the sanctuary, two screens flanking the open casket show images of Franklin over the years. Her music is playing, interspersed with excerpts of sermons from her father, the Reverend C.L. Franklin. Janice Waters waited more than an hour to pay her respects.
Oh, she was magnificent. Hair was beautiful, legs graciously crossed, and I love the Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, that was embroidered in the back.
The words are stitched in gold in the lining of the coffin. Waters says it's a bittersweet moment.
Even though it's a loss for a great queen, it brought Detroit together. When we were in line, everybody was looking after my grandson, and everybody just showing love and kindness. It's just a great day.
Cheryl Shannon came in from Minneapolis to join her sister Tanya at the viewing. The Shannon sisters grew up here, their mother playing Aretha Franklin, a soundtrack they say shaped their lives.
She taught you how to be a respectable woman.
That song, Respect, listen to the words,
woman.
That's what it means, respect.
Young sisters today listen to that song, it would change the way they look at themselves. Because she taught us that.
Aretha Franklin music taught you everything. You go back and listen to all her music, it's a message in every last song that she sang.
Outside the church, there's a celebratory spirit as people take pictures by the vintage Cadillac hearse that will take Franklin to her final resting place. About two dozen women wearing purple Respect t-shirts pose for the cameras.
We came to say goodbye to the queen because there'll never be another queen.
Beverly Stevens Davis says they came on a bus from Toledo, Ohio.
We got a great welcome from Detroit. Usually it's a lot of animosity, but as we got off the bus and walked down the street, everybody waved and shook our hands. And that is what John McCain asked for, peace and diversity.
Toledo!
Yeah!
Oh.
Yeah!
Yeah,
yes, we are.
As Aretha Franklin was being remembered in Detroit, across the country, Arizona was honoring Senator John McCain. Fans here say even in death, Franklin is bringing people together.
God bless you guys. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
You know Aretha loved Detroit.
Yes, she did.
And Detroit loves her. You can see.
Yes, ma'am.
The line never let up all afternoon. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Detroit.